Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. While the confessionals in Rome's major basilicas are kept busy, elsewhere across the world, confessionals are increasingly collecting dust. Take the United States, for example, where the numbers of Catholics going to confession have fallen dramatically over the past 40 years. For the record, while in 1965 the number of American Catholics who went to confession once a month was just under 40%, by the mid-1980s that number had dropped to 6%. So given this striking decline in numbers, can the Church succeed in reaching out to these lapsed penitents and persuade them back to the confessional box? Well, the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. is trying to do just that, and has launched a big media campaign timed to coincide with the start of Lent, with the slogan, "The light is on for you." The campaign is using ads on buses, the metro, road billboards, radio spots, and the distribution of brochures in every parish. In a Lenten letter to the faithful, the new Archbishop of Washington, Donald Wuerl, compares confession with unloading excess baggage. He adds that the Church's power to grant forgiveness through confession is called the power of the keys because it is viewed as part of the path to heaven. To find out more, my colleague Susie Hodges contacted Archbishop Wuerl and began by asking him to explain the thinking behind this unusual media campaign.
Well, after conversation with a large number of priests in the Archdiocese, we came to the conclusion that there are a good number of Catholic faithful today who simply have drifted away from the use of the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Some because they may be just very busy and haven't thought to come back. Others because they were never really well catechized in the importance of the sacrament of penance. And so with all of that as background, he said, why don't we use this Lent to invite everybody back to the sacrament of reconciliation? Invite everybody to make a good confession. Well, then the question came up, if there have been people away, how would we help them to come back? How would we make them feel comfortable coming back? So the first thing we decided to do was to launch an archdiocesan-wide campaign just to let everyone know confession, the sacrament of reconciliation, is still a part of the life of the Church, and that it's expected that all of us would avail ourselves of that sacrament. And this led to the decision to use advertisements on the metro, on buses. We have newspaper and radio advertisements, billboards. We just tried to blanket the whole area, blanket them with the invitation, come back, and use the sacrament.
When it comes to percentage terms, what kind of a drop have we been seeing then in the numbers of those going confession compared to, say, 50 or 100 years ago?
Well, in contrast with, say 50 years ago, I think confessions are considerably down. And that there's an explanation for that on multiple levels. I think the people, Catholics attending the sacraments, are down in relation to the number who attended them 50 years ago, who received them 50 years ago. But in terms of where we are right now, I think we have an opening. We have an opportunity because there are many, many of the under-catechized young adults who are open to the message of the Church, open to the teaching of the Church, and open to what the Church brings them. And that's why we put together not only the campaign, but a user-friendly guide to the sacrament of confession, a little brochure, and we have some 100,000 of them spread throughout the archdiocese. And it tells you how to make a good confession, how to examine your conscience, tells you how the rite of reconciliation unfolds, and there's even a little tear-off card with the act of contrition. And apparently, this has hit a responsive note, because I'm told that when this was announced, the visitors to our Archdiocesan website have tripled.
What is a good confession? You talked there about a good confession. Could you define that for us?
Well, we want the person who comes forward, first of all, to realize that the sacrament of reconciliation is the story of God's love for us. God never turns away from us. And so all we have to do is, with contrition in our heart, with a contrite heart for where we have failed God, we simply have to come to confession and ask the priest to help us through our confession if we've been away for a long, long time. The idea, that was why we had in the card a little examination of conscience, the types of things you want to ask yourself. And then once you have done that, once you have asked the priest to help me through this confession, then the priest is in a position to offer the penitent some advice on how to get on with his or her life, staying more closely in touch with God. Then, of course, comes the reason for the confession in the first place. The priest gives absolution in the name and person of Christ, and then the penitent goes out and has a penance to say or do. But a good confession is a very simple thing to do. What we need to start with is sorrow in our hearts for what we have failed to do.
You talk in your campaign about unloading excess baggage. So do you feel that a person, after they've gone to confession, should feel lighter in some way?
Well, isn't the purpose of confession to get rid of all of that grime, that moral grime we carry with us for not having lived as closely united with Christ as we would like? And so when you come out of confession, once you've expressed your contrition, confessed your sins, and received absolution, you should come out of confession feeling much, much better, and certainly feeling closer to God. You've just been renewed in God's grace. You should be much lighter of heart.
But how does it feel from the point of view of a priest to be listening to confessions on the other side of the divide, to be listening, shall we say, to this moral grime?
Well, I think it's one of the great blessings of priesthood, because the grace of the sacrament works not only for the penitent, but also for the priest. And so in this moment of this sacramental moment of encounter with Christ, Christ is present for both the priest and the penitent. And I have always found hearing confessions to be a beautiful act of priestly ministry. You are actually helping a person reconnect with Christ. You're helping a person completely renew once again their loving relationship with Christ. It's a beautiful, beautiful sacrament.
Some people have speculated that one of the reasons for the drop in the number of those going to confession is because now we've got the psychiatrist's couch, you've got self-help books wherever you go. Do you think this could, in fact, be a factor?
Well, I think there are a number of reasons why people have drifted away from the sacrament. One of them is they're very, very busy. And I think we need to remind them that Christ is still waiting for them, just as the father in the parable of the prodigal son. He's still standing there watching and waiting and hoping. On the other hand, I think we live in a culture that doesn't like to admit that we are responsible for the things we do. This is a culture that has a great deal of difficulty saying that was simply wrong and I did it and I should be sorry. We live in a culture that tries to justify whatever we're doing. And so if you don't admit that what you've done is wrong, then you're probably not going to be asking for forgiveness. And so this is part, again, of what the Church is proclaiming today to the world. There are certain things we do that we simply have to take responsibility for. If they were wrong, we need to ask forgiveness. It was one of the things that our Holy Father, in his encyclical, God is Love, holds up for us. God is love, and any of our failures in love call us to ask for God's mercy. Certainly, in Pope John Paul II's encyclical on the splendor of truth, we're reminded there is such a thing as right and wrong, and when we're in the wrong, we need to say we're sorry.
But how do the people feel about going to the parish priest to seek forgiveness for their sins and failings? Susie asked the Dean of the School of Theology and Religious Studies at the Catholic University in Washington, Monsignor Kevin Irwin, to give us some insight. He explained that he himself, as a youngster in this position, was mainly worried whether the priest hearing his confession would be judgmental.
Well, to be honest, I have to say that having begun to go to confession in the 1950s, the original goal was to make sure I remembered everything I had done wrong, and frankly, I was very concerned that the priest not be judgmental. And going into that, that makes me as a confessor someone who helps people analyze their lives, but never in a rude or judgmental or critical way, always to invite them to God's mercy. So my concern early on has turned around to be how I'd like to be treated in confession.
As Monsignor Kevin pointed out to Susie, when he became a priest, he did his best to avoid becoming judgmental when hearing confessions. However, he admits that sometimes his first instinctive reaction in the confessional box was a sense of shock at the grave sins that were revealed by some of the penitents.
I suspect I sat there and took a very deep breath, and figuratively it was though someone had really punched you in the stomach to wake you up to how bad things could be in people's lives, and then immediately turn that around to suggest that in the midst of what would seem to be very, very heinous actions, that God still will be there to be merciful and be supportive. And when someone engages you in a very serious dialogue, it can be, in the best sense, tiring. But at the same time, you always have the sense that it's really an imperfect world, isn't it? And that's what this is about, to try to help people realize that God is with them in the midst of their struggles, in the midst of their problems, in the midst of their sufferings.
But when it comes to analyzing the reasons for the sharp decline in the number of people going to confession in the past 40 years, Monsignor Kevin says he believes there's a whole generation of Americans who don't have a very clear idea about what confession really means.
I suspect there's a generation here that needs to be reminded that confession really begins with conversion. The rite of penance as the most important part of confession is turning one's heart to God, turning to the gospel and away from those things that burden one. Then the sense of naming your sins in confession. But confession also means to make an act of faith in God's mercy, and then to do something that really is an antidote so that one can be strengthened in that part of one's life which has been sinful. So there are many aspects to it, not just the telling of one's sins. And those things people need to be reminded of, it seems to me.
You were listening there to the Dean of the School of Theology and Religious Studies at the Catholic University in Washington, Monsignor Kevin Irwin, and before that to the Archbishop of Washington, Donald Wuerl, interviewed there by Susie Hodges. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.